This is Shir 14 in our series on Avodas HaBitachon. We continue bringing sources that seem to indicate, unlike the Chazon Ish, that a person can indeed rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu to guarantee a good outcome. In the Sefer Kedushas HaLevi on Parshas Beshalach, the Baal Shem Tov brings down a teaching on the Pasuk in Oz Yashir, commenting on the words Hashem Tzocha, Hashem is your shadow. The Baal Shem Tov explains, just like a physical shadow responds directly to the movements and actions of a person, so too, the way they act in Shemayim is directly affected by the actions of a person below. If you act with Midas HaRachamim, the attribute of mercy, below, they above will reciprocate by acting with mercy toward you. This is the depth behind the words in Chazal, Kol Merachim al Abriyos, Merachim Alav min HaShemayim. Whoever has mercy on creations, they have mercy on him from heaven. Shemayim literally responds to the way you conduct yourself below. Therefore, says the Baal Shem Tov, if a person is by Teach Bashem, that he will be provided all his needs, then Lamala, above, they will fulfill his requests and grant him all of his desires. Conversely, if a person is constantly worried over his parnasa and the parnasa of his family, then above, they will respond in kind by making him lack in parnasa. Praiseworthy is the person who does not forget Hashem and instead persists in his Midas HaBitachon. Hashem will act as his shadow, his tzilcha, constantly protecting him and being mechin, preparing, providing his parnasa in direct proportion to his bitachon. There is a well-known piece from the Brisker Rav in his work Al HaTorah, page 53, commenting on the Psukim in Tehillim, Perek 37, Pasuk 3 and 4, B'tach ba'Hashem, Asay Toiv Shachan Eretz Re'e Emuna V'Zaneg Al Hashem V'Yitin L'Chom Mishal Sebecho. Trust in Hashem and do good. Dwell in the land and pasture on faith and delight in Hashem, and He will grant you the desires of your heart. The Brisker Rav explains that through Midas HaBitachon, a person can achieve Kol Dover, anything at all. He explains that if a person's reliance on Hashem is so powerful that he feels an oinig, a delight and enjoyment and true pleasure from the very act of relying, then Hashem will grant him all the desires of his heart. So, is there a machlokes between the Chazon Ish and these other sources? The Journal of Kovetz Mevakshei Torah in Krach Ches, Kovetz Lamed Ches, Amid Lamed, brings down a fascinating discussion in the name of the Rosh Yeshiva of Slobodka, Rav Baruch Rosenberg. He assumed that the Brisker Rav's words are in direct disagreement with the Chazon Ish, indicating a fundamental machlokes on how we define the baseline of Avodas HaBitachon. However, Rav David Soloveitchik did not agree with this. He argued that the Brisker Rav does not contradict the Chazon Ish. Rather, the Brisker Rav is simply discussing a much higher advanced level of Bitachon. Rav Chaim Kanievsky also noted that it is possible to reconcile the Brisker Rav's words with those of the Chazon Ish. While he did not specify the exact mechanism, it is understood that he meant that they are speaking of different progressive levels within Bitachon. Several other Achronim weigh in on how to view these opinions. Rav Yitzchok Kaufman, in his country's Kaveh El Hashem, he notes that Rav Dan Segel explicitly stated that there's a machlokes between the Brisker Rav and the Chazon Ish, representing two completely separate Ashita's approaches to Avodas HaBitachon. Rav Avigdor Nevensol, in his work Sichas al Parsha, he writes that the Chazon Ish is indeed arguing on the approach of Nevardik, representing two distinct paths on whether Bitachon can be used actively to achieve what you desire. Rav Yisrael Elia Weintraub, in his Sefer Einei Yisrael, he addressed this in great length, arguing that there is in fact no machlokes at all. He explains that the Chazon Ish was merely defining the minimum required measure to fulfill the Midas HaBitachon, the Midas HaBitachon. However, the Chazon Ish would certainly agree that the validity of the higher levels described by the other Mefarshim. In conclusion, while it remains a significant doubt whether the Chazon Ish agreed to these higher levels, there is an indisputably large group of Achronim and other sources that validate this transformative approach to Bitachon. Therefore, every individual should act in accordance with what they are receiving from their Rebbeim on this subject. In the next Shiurim, we will go further back into history and explore several classic sources from Chazal that support this powerful approach to Bitachon. Have a wonderful evening.